Your horse racing preview is brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland and Cork Racecourse Mallow, giving you expert insight into this weekend's racing.
We're going to look ahead to this weekend's horse racing action now, and here's where we welcome Merton Murphy of Horse Racing Ireland to the programme. And it's hello to you, Merton.
Hello, Barry. How are you? Keeping well?
Keeping well, yeah. Tough weather at the moment. Plenty of rainfall in Merton.
Unbelievable, yeah. We had a lovely day on Wednesday, but a lot of rain yesterday now, and the ground can be fairly soft for the weekend racing at Punchdown Saturday and Sunday. And we also have racing on the flat at Navan on Sunday as well, where the ground is soft. But the forecast for the weekend is quite good, so hopefully things will certainly improve on the ground front for us.
Let's hope so. So let's look ahead to Saturday's racing action at Punchestown. It gets underway at 1:20.
Yeah, some interesting racing here. Plenty of runners, as you imagine, the most of the races, eight races on board. And probably the twin features are the Ladbrokes Handicap Chase at 1:50. And also the Ladbrokes Committed Safer Gambling Hurdle at 2:25. Small fields here. I think the Ladbrokes Handicap Chase, very open race. Battle Over Dying is the top weight here with 11-12 for the Denise Foster stable. This lad has been very disappointing in his last two starts and could struggle here off 11-12, although Jordan Gainford is claiming 7 off his back, and maybe he might reproduce some of his earlier form, which was quite good. But maybe a safer bet, maybe the Henry de Bromhead trained Zach Rava, the mounted Dylan Robinson. This one he has 9-12 on its back and was a fairly useful animal early on in the season. Was a winner of Roscommon, and then he did run a lot of graded races. Last time was 4th to Energy Mean in a grade 1 at the Punchdown Festival. Now that would be obviously too strong for her on that occasion, but I think, you know, dropping back into handicap company, she must have a bit of a chance off a low weight of 9-12. Another one with a chance is Ben Rubin. I think this one has a good chance in his last minute down Royal. Well, no meat then, horse called Valdu would have each way chances as well, along with William Munns and Delusa. So an open race, even though a small field of 9, and maybe Zach Rava might reward each way support. In the gambling hurdle, the Ladbrokes Committed Safer Gambling Hurdle at 2:25, Bob Home is the likely favourite here for Woody Mullins and Brian Hayes. This one is a fairly useful performer over fences and hurdles. He did have a win at Cork there a couple of weeks ago, but he just has a bit of a stiff task on this occasion. And one horse I do like is a horse called Snow Falcon, trained by Noel Mead, the mount of Sean Flanagan. This one ran very well at the Killarney there recently, when third to the Rasso in a similar race to this one. Former winner to Kerry National. Probably his best days are beyond him now over fences, so he's dropping back over hurdles here. He gets a handy £6 off the home, and that just might make him make things go in his favour here. He gets a narrow vote to beat the likes of Bob Home. And just keep an eye on a horse called Festival Dex there. Barry has ran for quite a while, but he did look a useful prospect two seasons ago, and he's having his first run since then, but he might be one to follow later on in the season. In other races then, plenty of runners are saying that there's a couple of the maiden hurdle there divided by 25 in each one. Maybe a horse called Persia could win the first division for Joseph Ryan. That's at 3 o'clock. He was a good fourth at Naas in January, which was quite a good race. I think maybe with Mark Walsh on board, he might justify favouritism in that race. Well, another race then, the 4:10 Ladbrokes Play 1-2-3 Handicap Hurdle over 2 miles. A very open contest, this one. And after a good run at Wexford there a couple of weeks ago, a horse called Act of God, trained by Edward O'Grady and the mount of Rachel Blackmore, makes plenty of appeal here. That was his first run since July of last season. He should improve an awful lot in that run. He might just find things going his own way here. Could be around 5 or 6 to 1 and has a good each way chance of thinking this one. The likes of Golden Jewel never runs a bad race and should run well again here. He finished 5th in the good race at the Punchdown Festival a couple of weeks ago, while others with chances are the likes of Dollar Value, a good winner at Kilbegan last time, up £6 for that for Tom McCord, and must have a chance of just 10-5. So a very open race there, but maybe Act of God might be the one to win for the Edward O'Grady and Rachel Blackmore combination.
So that's Saturday's action. We're going to look ahead to Sunday's Irish race. Now we've two meetings down for decision. We'll stay with Punchestown, Merton, because on Sunday they got underway at 1:30.
Yeah, again, big fields here, eight races again. You say 1:30 is the first race, and they run the steeplechase as first. The most interesting race, I suppose, is the second race, the 2:05 Ladbrokes Handicap Chase over 2.5 miles. And good to see an English runner here, Nicky Henderson, sends over Dame to Company, former winner of the Coral Cup at the Cheltenham Festival, Mark Walsh on board. This one is a top weight here under 11-10. Hasn't been quite as good over fences as she was over hurdles, but even with top weight here, I think she's going to take plenty of beating. The Willie Mullins train, Pant Avon, is one that must have a really good chance here. The mount of Adam Sharp, this one was good second over this course and distance at the Punchdown Festival, up £4 for that, but certainly must have a good chance. Now, he's not a horse that can actually be really credited with loads of consistency. Sometimes he runs very well, sometimes he runs very badly, but on the going day, Pant Avon must have a big chance here. Interesting, Adam Sharp keeps the mount on this one. He did ride at the Punchdown Festival as well. Another winner that at that Punchdown meeting was Rapid Response for Jessica Harrington, and this one must go fairly close off a £6 mark, higher mark. Robert Power takes the mount on this one. But the one I was looking at myself is a horse called Jer and Me. Again, another runner at the Punchdown Festival. Finished fourth to Bram, a bull on that occasion, over 3 miles and 1 furlong. I think dropping back down the distance is going to suit this one. And with Noel Mead having a really good run at the moment, he had his first ever great Group 1 success in the flat last Sunday when Helvig Dream won the Tarsals Gold Cup. So his team's in very good form. But Sean Flanagan taking the mount, I think Jer and Me is a very good chance off a handy weight of 10-5. And he gets the vote to win that one. Again, big fields in the handicap in the maiden hurdles. Mind Your Money is one I seen in there a couple of weeks ago at Tramore in a bumper. I thought that one could win the first 2:40 race under Rachel Blackmore. That would have a decent chance in form. Well, the 2:15 race, another good race here, and the wide open contest with 23 facing the starter. Certainly lost a lot of horses with chances, but maybe the recent winner, Sweet 16, could be another winner for Brian Hayes, trained by James DeLay, up £7 for a recent victory. I thought he won well on that occasion and might be good enough to win again there in that 3:15 event.
Great stuff, and we've got flat action as well to look forward to on Sunday, Martin.
Yeah, plenty of runners again at Navan, another 8-race card here. Fairly ordinary meeting this now, nothing really special stands out, but the 4:40, the 4:05 race is the Royal County Handicap, Premier Handicap for 3-year-olds over a mile and a quarter, and Baton Rouge for Aidan O'Brien tops the weights here and is likely to tap the betting market as well. This one was just narrowly beaten at Nace a couple of weeks ago, having won his maiden on the all weather, and certainly would have a bit of a chance in this one. I do think though Aidan's son Donica could have the solution here with a horse called Snowy Owl. This one was a close second at Leopardstown last time and just might be good enough to win off a handy weight of just 8-7. Others with chances in a very open race are Mick Halford's Bear Story, winner at Dundalk earlier on the season and second at Leopardstown last time, while Era Tyrone for John Murphy was disappointing last time, but earlier form would definitely give him a good chance here. I do think though Snowy Owl might be the one for Dunica in this race. Other races then, as I say, lots of runners in the majority of the races, but trainer Jessica Harrington has her team in good nick at the moment, and she could win the opening race with Lopez Gold, a good second on his first start there a couple of weeks ago at Nace. That was quite a good run. The farmers worked out very well, and that one might be good enough to win the opening race of 1:15. In the wide open sprint handicap at 2:20, the horse I'm going to put up again, I put him up a few times before, Barry, horse called Celtic Manor. He ran very well when toured at the Curragh last time, has good form at Navan, will like the recent rainfall, and must make plenty of appeal here in this 2:20 race. Now it is a big field with 21 runners, so keep the best to a minimum here, but definitely think that Celtic Manor has an excellent chance of winning this. Another one then, maybe later on the card, the 4:40, I thought a horse called Venice Benial ran quite well at the Curragh last weekend when finishing fourth on her first start, and she might be good enough to beat the likely favourite Adelisa from the Joseph Bryan yard. Well, in the 2:55, horse called Malawi should win for the trainer Aidan O'Brien, good second at Dundalk last time, well, when fancy to win. I think the benefit of that experience behind them should be good enough to win the 2:55 race.
Brilliant stuff, so a lot to look forward to over the course of the weekend, and plenty of top class action as well coming to us.
Yes indeed, Barry. So maybe just a couple of selections on the day, I suppose. Probably Zakareva, I think, at Punchdown on Saturday in the 1:50. I think that has a very good chance of winning, and I do like Snow Falcon at the 2:25. Punchdown on Sunday then, I'd be happy enough to go along with horse called Jeremy. I think he's a very good chance in the 2:05 race at Punchdown on Sunday. Really do fancy that one. And horse called Mind Your Money, well named, in the 2:40 at Punchdown on Sunday, he's got a very good chance as well. Navan then on Sunday as well for the flat enthusiasts. Do like the look of that Snowy Owl in the feature event at 4:05. I think that's a very good chance. But I'd be happy enough to go along with Celtic Manor in the 2:20. Hopefully finally get his head in front.
Great stuff, Martin. So that's this weekend's action, and as I said, look, we've big flat racing as well to look forward to in the coming weeks. Aidan O'Brien looks to have a strong hand as always.
Yes, the Epsom Derby and Epsom Oaks on next weekend, of course, and on the Friday we have the Epsom Oaks, on Saturday and of course we have the Epsom Derby, and I think Balshai Ballet, and of course last weekend's Irish Guineas winner Max Sweeney for Jim Bulger must go well over the mile and a half trip. That was an exciting race last Saturday that he won, but I do think Balshai Ballet at this stage will take plenty of beating.
Great stuff. We'll have more on that next week. As always, great to speak to you on the programme, Martin. Enjoy the weekend, and we'll catch up again soon.
No problem. No problem at all, Barry. Thanks very much.
Your horse racing preview was brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland and Cork Racecourse Mallow, giving you expert insight into this weekend's racing.